ready to start the second half. St. Cloud State with the basketball as we get underway in the third quarter. Both teams with their original starting fives on the floor. And Evans with the basketball for the Huskies at the top of the key. Passes in the right corner to Dahman. Dahman back to Evans. Evans will shoot a three-pointer right wing and hit. Brenna Evans with her first three-pointer. She's got 5 points. Huskies in front, 30-29. Claire Wolhow left wing from Bemidji State. Top of the key, Erica Gardner. Gardner will shoot a three-pointer and hit. No one covered Erica Gardner for some reason, so she hits the three. Beavers back up by two, 32-30. Myers are Wolhow, Gardner, and Bray for Bemidji State. Evans, Wirtz, Dahman, Kilbotten, and Tice for St. Cloud. Evans now with the basketball, top of the key, left side to Tice. She'll shoot a three-pointer from the left corner, miss everything but the backboard. And a rebound to St. Cloud State, or I'm sorry, to Sydney Czar for Bemidji State. Trinity Meyer drives into the corner, passes to Erica Gardner. Her three-pointer off the back of the rim, no good. Pass ahead to Dahman. Dahman all the way to the basket. She lays it up and in. Dahman with eight, and we're tied at 32 with 8:40 remaining, third quarter. Well, I said in the pregame, at least Bemidji State needs to play better than they did last night at Duluth, and certainly in the first 20 minutes they have. We'll see if they're able to continue here through the second half. Pass inside to Taylor Bray. Bray makes her way to the basket. Shot is blocked by Navratil, and Bray tried to corral the rebound from the block, and it goes off her hands and out of bounds. Turnover to St. Cloud State. Evans on the right wing, hands off to Wirtz. Wirtz top of the key now to Navratil in the free throw circle. Kilbotten drives into the lane, passes underneath to Tice, who puts it up no good. She gets her own rebound, passes out to Wirtz. And as Wirtz heads to the basket, a foul on Bemidji State. It'll be on Sydney Czar. That'll be her second, team's first.
Talk switches.
Shot clock resets to 20, 7:55 to go, third quarter. Inbound pass to Tice. She misses the layup. Rebound to Sydney Czar for the Beavers. Ahead to Claire Wolhow on the right wing. Back to Czar at the top of the key. And Czar passes to Erica Gardner. Collision between Czar and Evans. Foul on Brenna Evans. That's her first, team's first. Rachel Hadley in for Bemidji State, replacing Taylor Bray. And Caitlin Peterson in for St. Cloud State, replacing Katrina Tice. Gardner with the basketball, top of the key for the Beavers, right side Meyer. Meyer passes back to Gardner. Gardner heads to the basket, in with the tree. She lays it up, no good. Nice rebound from Rachel Hadela, who puts it back up and in. Hadela now with 4 points. Beavers up by two, 34-32. Inside to Kilbotten. Kilbotten against Hadela, no good. Hadela is able to corral the rebound there and passes out to Erica Gardner. So two good trips, offense and defense for Hadela there. Left side for Czar. Sydney Czar on the dribble between the circles. Hadela now top of the key. Looking to pass. Now she'll dribble. Now she'll hand off to Czar. Czar, long two-pointer. Back of the rim, no good. Kilbotten with a rebound for the Huskies, and she outlets to Brenna Evans. Evans on the dribble right wing. Hands off to Wirtz. Wirtz on the left side to Peterson. Peterson gives the ball to Wirtz. Tori Wirtz on the dribble, spins into the free throw circle, into the lane, puts it up from 6 feet, no good. Hadel a rebound, Bemidji State. 34-32, Beavers by two, 6:20, third quarter. Sydney Czar across the timeline, right side. Now dribbles toward the left wing, hands off to Trinity Meyer near the center circle. Meyer. Down in the corner to Claire Wolhow, left side. Three-pointer is up and good. Claire Wolhow with six. Beavers lead by five, 37-32. 6 minutes remaining, third quarter. Inside to Kilbotten. Well, now at the right elbow, actually. Kilbotten will dribble to the left wing and hand off to Evans. Evans will pop a three-pointer top of the key and hit. Brent Evans, a couple of three-pointers here in the second half. She's got eight. And the Beavers lead is 37-35, 5:40. Third quarter. Czar in the center circle with a basketball on the dribble to Hadle, a right wing. Hadle atop of the key, Wolhau. Wolhau left side, Meyer. Ball's knocked away and saved by Wolhau to Erica Gardner. 5 seconds to shoot. Pass underneath to Hadle. Her shot is good. Over Kilbotten. And now Kilbotten and Hadle exchange some bumping as they go down the court. Shot from the right side is good from Tori Wards. And you can hear head coach Chelsea DeVille wanted a foul. Now she'll get a foul on Brenna Evans. As Evans bumped into Sydney Czar. The Beaver basketball when we come back. We're at our media timeout. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Beavers lead 39-37 at your Diaz Beverages Bud Light score on the Beaver Radio Network.
Okay, we're at 3,500 feet. You ready?
Of course. I just enrolled in ePay from Otter Tail Power Company. Managing my account is so easy. And ePay is available on my phone. Anytime, anywhere, even way up here.
Go, go, go.
Try something new.
Free, easy, mobile. Woo-hoo! Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company.
Warm up with the new Sriracha Cheese Curds at your Bemidji Co-op Senex North Convenience Store. Or make it a meal anytime with the new Papa Burger Combos. And in the store, Piccadilly Pizzas, 2 slices for $4. And ham and cheese sandwiches, 2 for $3. Stop in and start your day with a hot cup of coffee. Fuel up with quality Senex fuels. And keep the salt off your vehicle with our touchless car wash at your Bemidji Co-op A&W Senex North Convenience Stores at the junctions of Urban and Ann Street.
Five minutes to go, third quarter. Beavers lead 39-37. Bemidji State so far here, third quarter, shooting 5 of 10, 3 of 5 beyond the arc. St. Cloud State 4 of 9, 2 of 3 beyond the arc themselves. Trinity Meyer inside, gets the pass and able to bounce it off Peschel, who just checked back in. So Bemidji State keeps the basketball, 16 on the shot clock. As the Beavers inbound. Taylor Bray with the basketball. She checked in on the break for Hadle. Meyer to the basket, puts it up and rolls around the rim and in.
Here out, go.
Beavers lead 41-37. Good. Trinity Meyer now with 7 with 9 points inside to Tice. And she banks it home from about 4 feet. Beavers lead is 2, 41-39, 4:25, third quarter. Czar on the dribble on the right wing. Hands off to Coley Rezebeck, who's back in the game. Top of the key, Wolhau, left side, Czar. Czar to Meyer, top of the key. Fakes a three and steps back. 10 to shoot, dumps inside for Bray. Bray's double team, shot no good. Ball tipped out to Peschel for the Huskies. She hands off to Navratil, who passes out on the left side for a three from Dahman, no good. Navratil offensive rebound. She puts it up and in. We're tied at 41, 3:45, third quarter. Sydney Czar passes to Trinity Meyer on the left wing, top of the key, Rezebeck. Right side, Wolhau. Wolhau, free throw circle, Bray. Bray hands off to Czar. 7 to shoot. Wolhau into the lane all the way to the basket. She is called for a travel. Ninth turnover on the Beavers. Taylor Bray checks out. Rachel Hadle back in for the Beavers. Huskies with the basketball. 3:20 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 41. Navratil top of the key. Passes underneath to Dahman. Dahman puts it up and in. On the switch, Dahman had matched up with Sydney Czar, and that's a mismatch. Dahman gets the two, and the Huskies are back in front, 43-41. Rezebeck, right wing to Meyer. Meyer looking inside, no one's open. So Trinity dribbles into the lane herself, pulls up from 6 feet. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Tice for the Huskies. She passes to Dahman. Dahman now to Evans at the top of the key, off on the right wing to Peschel. Peschel at the right elbow to Navratil. Navratil hands off to Evans on the right wing. Evans passes to Navratil, now dumped inside for Tice. She's double teamed. She gets it up, no good. Rebound, Coley Rezabek, Bemidji State. Rezabek across the timeline, right side, hands off to Meyer. Meyer into the lane, all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good, but a foul on St. Cloud State. Foul is on Erin Navratil. That's her first, team's third. Claire Wolhow out, Gabby DuBois in. Erica Gardner in for Coley Rezabek. Two free throws now for Trinity Meyer, line to the left. Beaver Radio Network brings you basketball, brought to you by Raceport and Marine, featuring Lund Boats, Crestliner Bennington, and Misty Harbor Pontoons. First free throw is good from Trinity Meyer. Second free throw, line to the left, no good. Rebound, Navratil for the Huskies, and the Huskies lead 43-42, 2:10. Third quarter, pass inside to Tice. Tice turns around, puts it up, misses everything, but able to come up with a rebound is Gabby DuBois for Bemidji State. Erica Gardner corrals the pass and dribbles across the timeline right side. Left side, Sydney Czar. Czar between the circles. Now left wing to Meyer. Meyer on the left block to DuBois. DuBois passes to Gardner. Gardner in the left corner. Eight to shoot. Erica Gardner on the spin. Still with a dribble. Four to shoot. Top of the key, foot on a line. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Tori Wartz for St. Cloud State. Tori Wartz still with the basketball. Left wing for the Huskies. Top of the key, Navratil. Right side to Peschel. Peschel on the dribble, hands off to Peterson. Peterson to Tice, left wing. 10 on the shot clock. Tice hands off to Peschel. Peschel in the free throw circle, back out to Navratil for three. Back of the rim, no good. Sydney Czar rebound to Bemidji State. Huskies lead 43-42. We got a minute to go in the quarter, and Trinity Meyer is fouled as she dribbles up court. Caitlin Peterson with a foul. Or actually, they'll call Kelsey Peschel, 32, not 23. Her first, team's fourth. Trinity Meyer checks out. And Coley Rezabek back in for the Beavers. Navratil back in as well for St. Cloud State, replacing Tice. Czar to Gardner. Gardner passes in the left corner for Rezabek. A three hits the side of the backboard. No good. A rebound to Navratil, who passes to Wartz. Wartz will dribble up, shoot a three-pointer top of the key. No good. And trying to chase the rebound and unable to get a hold of it is Navratil. Ball goes over to the Beavers. Huskies lead 43-42. Beaver basketball with about 40 seconds to go in the quarter. About 14 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Pass for Erica Gardner was not a good one. It goes off her hands and out of bounds. Brenna Evans in for Peschel for St. Cloud State. 3 seconds difference now between the shot clock and the game clock, as the Huskies have the basketball here, leading by a point, 43-42. Evans passes right side to Wartz. Wartz gets it back to Evans. Evans tries to head toward the basket, and a foul is called on Bemidji State. Sydney Czar with her third, team second. Gabby DuBois out, Claire Wolhow in, Trinity Meyer in. Sydney Czar and her three fouls out. Rezabek, Hadla, and Gardner, the other three on the floor for the Beavers. Huskies inbound to the left of their own basket. Wartz back in the corner to Evans. Evans now dribbles out toward the center circle. Evans on the right wing. Top of the key, Wartz. Wartz dribbles into the lane, and an offensive foul. Another foul drawn by Trinity Meyer. This one on Brenna Evans. Or I'm sorry, it's on Tori Wartz. On Tori Wartz, her first, team's fifth, but it's a player control foul, so no free throws. 9.6 seconds to go in the quarter. Erica Gardner gets the inbounds pass. through the center circle. Now Trent Meyer with a basketball. 3 seconds. Meyer all the way to the basket, flips it up, and good at the buzzer. We've played three quarters. Bemidji State with that basket leads now 44-43. That's your DS Beverages Bud Light score on the Beaver Radio Network.